Idaho Governor Brad Little says individual school districts will decide whether to bring students back to the classroom this fall, but he says the expectation is that schools will not be closed for an extended period. Little told reporters on Thursday the state has allocated tens of millions of dollars to pay for a variety of COVID-related school needs, from computers and internet connections to testing and PPE supplies. So he says he's sure that when students and teachers are summoned back to schools, they'll be safe.
For me, the critical issue is the balance between what do we do about these kids in the gap that are going to get further behind versus the safety issue. It's not a one-to-one issue, and that's why we're doing all this work we can to keep people safe. If you're immune compromised, if you've got health issues, that's a whole different issue. But if the district's doing the right thing, if our positivity numbers are going the right direction, I believe we can be back in school.
The governor announced the state of Idaho will stay in stage 4 of its reopening protocol for the next 2 weeks. But state epidemiologist Christine Hahn says some of the COVID metrics she monitors are looking better. Still, she says, the number of people receiving care in the hospitals for the coronavirus is still too high. I'm Doug Nadvornik reporting.